All right. Welcome to episode one of what is currently being called the Hoffcast. It's the Nick Hoff podcast. and it's me. It's me talking to you guys, letting you know what's happening in the world, in my world and beyond. And sometimes I'll be talking to other people, other comedians, friends, family members, other interesting people that you guys that I think you guys might like to hear from. So this is it. This is the first. I put out a poll to see what we should call it, and Hoffcast was by far and away the favorite. So we're going with that, and here we go. This is episode one. I have no idea how long it's going to be, but let's get right into it. I recently, as recent as last week, served jury duty for the first time, you guys. Yeah. pretty fortunate to have lived in California for 12 years, and I had never even gotten a letter. Never once had I even gotten a letter requesting me to do jury duty. My wife's gotten like 4 or 5 letters so far, and she's been out here only 10 years. And I had never gotten a letter, and then finally I got one. And I delayed it. I put it off as long as I possibly could. And then they're like, okay, now you have to come in. And I went. And they put you in a room. What they do here in Los Angeles, they put you in a big room. They're like 200 people in a big room. They're like, wait here until we call you. And at that moment, they say, now, if anybody can't be here or you think you should be excused, then come up to this little window and tell us why. And immediately, half the room walks up to the window. They're like, oh God, I don't want to be here. What can I come up with? And so everybody's got their little thing. You know, everybody's very busy. Everybody's very busy. Can you be here? A jury could last 3 months. Can you be here for 3 months? No. Nobody can do that. Nobody except for, you know, someone that just has absolutely jack squat going on in their life. Otherwise, you're like, no, I'm not going to be here for 3 months. But so, like, half the room got up, went to that window, and the lady behind that window was having none of it. None of it. Person after person. She's rejecting them. Like Dikembe Mutombo. They're putting up shots. She's just throwing them into the seventh row. And finally, the guy right in front of me gets up there. It's his turn to try and get out of it. And he said to the lady, he goes, I can't serve jury duty in good conscience because of my felonies. And she said, what? He said, I committed a felony. And she said, were you convicted? And he said, no, but I did it. She just goes, no, go sit down. That doesn't get you out of jury duty. And as he's like, well, what about my other arrests? I got DUI. I've got failure to appear. I've got fraudulent checks. And she's like, no, you have to serve. I've never seen somebody like plead, try and sell that they're such a bad person to get out of something. This dude was like willing to do jail time so that he wouldn't have to do court time. He's like, I committed that felony. They never caught me, but I did it. Dude. It was hilarious. I almost didn't want to go up there then. I was like, oh, I have work. And they're like, come on. This dude committed felonies. He's still got to be here. You sit down, funny guy. So that's what you do right away. So sat down. And here's then you get called into a room. They had called two groups before me. I thought, you know, sometimes they said, you know, you might sit here all day and never get called. And I was hoping for that. You know, I had my booklet out. I was just going to write. And then they called me. And they called. And here's the thing, is when I said, I posted online, I said, how can I get out of jury duty? And so many comedians were like, what are you, crazy? This is going to be brand new material for you. You can go out in there, spend a couple days. You got 5 new minutes. It's gold. Do it. And so I was like, okay, there's a silver lining. If I have to go in there and listen to these degenerates that can't solve conflict, they don't have conflict resolution in their lives, they need someone else to do it for them, at least maybe I can get some new material. And they call me in, and guess who's sitting in the room with us who also got called another comedian. What the hell? Are you serious? I'm coming in and I'm like, the silver lining is I get a few more jokes and now you're telling me, and he's famous. He's famous. He gets Netflix specials. So now my silver lining is that I get a front row seat to see what Patton Oswalt is going to say in his next special. There's my silver lining. Thanks a lot, universe. And we both got selected. He was at first an alternate and then he got bumped up when some other guy bailed. And we're both sitting there on the same jury panel for some stupid car accident that happened 3 years ago. Where the guy had pain and suffering. That's what he was suing for. Civil court. Guy said he could no longer do what he loved. And he wanted money for that. And in the end, zero people on the jury felt like he deserved anything. You know, I feel for the guy. But it just seemed like he was reaching. And and so that was 7 days for me. That was 7 days of my last 2 weeks sitting over there. Had to be downtown Los Angeles at like 9 every morning and then off at 4:30. Hour and a half for lunch because that's the union rules for the court reporter. She had to have a break every 90 minutes and then an hour and a half for lunch. My God. If it were up to me, we'd all just had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, just roll through lunch. Let's get out of here in 2 days. Let's knock this out. What are we doing? Do we really need to be here this long? And then deliberation didn't take very long, like a half hour. Half hour, maybe an hour. And that was just to get something out of the court reporter. That was it. So that was me. That was jury duty. And I was a little disappointed they didn't even have like a sketch artist. Maybe they only have that in murder trials. But I thought, you know, at least I can maybe get a sketch out of this, like you go into Disneyland and you get a little character done. Like, you know, that could be my new headshot. A little sketch. Yeah, I had somebody sketch my new headshot. Thought that would have been awesome. No court artist. The judge was at least cool to us. She yelled at the lawyers constantly. Every 10 seconds. Sidebar. Counsel approach. And and they had to go over there. We could still hear them. We can still hear. Sidebar is meant so that the jury can't hear what's happening. But you can hear him whispering like, don't you try that shit again. That is inappropriate. Don't you dare try that in my court. And then, all right, you guys can go back to your seats. All right, the jury will now strike that from the record. That was never said. Which, by the way, striking things from the record after it's already been heard? Nobody's doing that. No, you can say, okay, yeah, I won't use that as evidence. But it was there. It was there, and the lawyers were using it to just plant seeds. Is it true? Is it true that you don't talk to your mother? Objection, counsel approach, sidebar. Don't pull that jack in our courtroom. Don't do that. And all right, the jury will strike that from, okay, but now I want to know. Does he talk to his mother? Maybe it's not important, but now I want to know. I want to know. And maybe he doesn't talk to his mother. Why are you asking? Now I'm distracted. I'm not getting the rest of it. So that was jury duty, guys. It was jury duty. You guys ever had to do that? You ever had to go in there and figure out someone else's problems? Hold their hands like little junior hires? Like, you guys can't do this? I'm a peer mediator. Here I come. By the way, the other jurors, I mean, a jury of your peers, but nobody's your peer. Nobody sees what you see. Nobody knows what you know. And the fact that the lawyers can't say certain things, we couldn't see any evidence, like any doctor's report. We couldn't see that. We just only had to rely on what was said out loud. You could not see, okay, here's the medical report. Here's the result from his MRI. There was none. None. I'm making a decision based on less than half the facts. So, yeah, our system's not perfect. Did you guys think it was? Nope. Everybody knows it's not perfect. Sorry, I'm taking a sip of water at the same time I'm doing this. Is that annoying to you guys? I have no idea. I have no idea. Maybe you guys are like, you know what? Every 10 seconds, he took a sip. And I'm learning. You guys will learn with me. That's what half this thing's going to be, is just me learning crap. And I'm learning all kinds of things. I'm learning how to deal with my neighbor. I'm going to get a little quiet here now. But we've recently established that my neighbor might be a little bit of a wingnut. She yelled at me the other day because my kids were making noise. Kids are making noise. Spoiler alert, you guys. Those of you who haven't had kids, sometimes they make noise and might annoy people. She's slamming her door, trying to send a message. Yeah, you think I'm not annoyed? I'm living with them. You think I don't want them to be quiet? You think I'm right here. Try being inside the belly of the beast. Try that, living next door, complaining about the noise. I'm here. Just because my wife wants to have kids. I wanted to have kids too, but I didn't know it was going to be so much work. I didn't know that was good. So I'll keep you guys posted on that. That's an ongoing issue right now. They were dealing with this gal next door. Oh God, I don't want to deal with it. So what else? We've the world of stand-up. So here's where I'm at. I'm in town this weekend, but I'm doing shows here locally in Los Angeles. But last weekend I was in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Don't be jealous. And I was opening for Gladys Knight at the Menominee Arena. Yeah, that's right, Gladys Knight. Those of you unfamiliar, I had heard a couple of her songs, but I wasn't really sure. I had to do my research. She's a soul singer, old, what do they call? What was Whitney Houston? Soul, but like R&B, kind of like old school R&B, I guess. I think she's into gospel now a little bit. And I had to do a half hour for her fans in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. People that had no idea a comedian was about to come up. And then they're like, you know what? Why don't you go ahead and do 30 minutes? Oh, guys, it was just okay. But that is as good as it could have possibly gone. Like, when I came out, people were confused. Why is this 30-something-year-old white guy looking at me? I thought they're double-checking their tickets. It does say Gladys Knight. Why is he up there? He's going to tell jokes before this gospel singer? Yeah, we're going to be real pumped to hear what he has to say, his little poop and dick jokes. 30 minutes. And you know what? It was going just fine. It was going well. And at about 20 minutes, I could visibly see people getting, like, stir crazy. Like, usually 20 minutes, you're, like, just steaming up. Everything's building momentum. You're just kind of hurling, you know, slingers at them. You're just hitting them. You're in a rhythm. At 20 minutes here, I thought, there is no rhythm. These people do not want this. They could have gone. Appleton has a great comedy club 20 minutes up the road. We're not there. We're here to hear her sing Midnight Train to Georgia, which is a long way away from Nick talking about how his wife's not his best friend. Another drink. Sorry about that. Now I'm self-conscious about the drink. Now I'm self-conscious. I'm self-conscious about everything right now. This is the first podcast. And I don't have anybody else here with me, so this is just me and you guys. This should feel intimate. That's how I want it to feel. I want it to feel like you guys, we get to know each other. You kind of understand what's happening in my life, and I want you guys to share with me. You know, send me a tweet, send me a Facebook message, something. I want to know because so often you guys are going through the same thing I'm going through. I don't know if you had jury duty with Patton Oswalt. Maybe one of you was on that jury. Mr. Goodbody, juror number 7, is that you? Are you listening? I had a guy named Goodbody. Nice dude. I went to lunch with him one time. But Gladys Knight, she, in true diva form, she took the stage 25 minutes late. I was standing there. I wanted to say hi to her. After I got off, they were going to take a little like 10-minute break where they were going to reset the stage, which they already had it set, so I don't know what they were doing, but 10 minutes, and then I watched the guy knock on her green room door and say, all right, showtime, time to go. And then, like, 20 minutes later, she finally came out like a little church mouse. Just, she was all huddled up. I mean, it's Wisconsin in the winter, but we were indoors. It was comfortable inside, but she, ooh, it's cold. She came out, oh, very nice to meet you. She couldn't have been nicer. She smiled, but it took her, then she had to walk to the stage. Took her an additional, like, 5 to 10 minutes to walk to the stage. And finally, she got up there, and people were... I think people at that point, they had heard 30 minutes of me and then almost 30 minutes of nothing. And people were kind of like, come on, we're 70 years old. Let's go. We're supposed to be in bed by now. We had dinner 6 hours ago. Why is this not happening? Then she came out. She crushed it. She did her thing. People were into it. Sometimes when a comic goes on after me, I can see, like, I get a little bit jealous or possessive. And think, oh, man, I wish that laugh should be my laugh. Or I wish I had thought of that or something. You know, a lot of times I'm enjoying it, but sometimes I'm just like, I wish I were still on stage. And this one, I was like, oh, no. Now, they came to see her. This is her thing. Like, at first she told, after her second song, she told a joke. She, like, said a one-line thing, and everybody laughed. And I was like, what, really? What was that? But then after that, I was like, okay, that's fine. This is her deal. You can have this, Gladys. You can have Oshkosh, Wisconsin. I'll be back. I'll be back sometime when they're expecting me. It won't be so ridiculous. 30 minutes. 30 minutes? I couldn't believe it when I heard it. 30 minutes, squeaky clean. Like, I'm a pretty clean comic anyway. I'm like PG-13, which in the comedy world is... I mean, I have people come up to me after the shows. Thank you for keeping it clean. Thank you for not cursing. But it's still PG-13. I'm still, like, right there. But in the comedy world, there's a harsh difference between that and someone who's just throwing buckets of gross filth at people. And I love that kind of comedy. I laugh all the time. I saw Chris Rock's new special. He's not clean. Loved it. It wasn't as good as... I mean, Bigger and Blacker is as good as it gets. If you guys haven't seen that special, that is a comedian at the top of his game. Bigger and Blacker came out. I've got it right here. When did that come out? I've got a handful of specials here on DVD. I still like the DVDs. Still like to be able to pull them. 99. Oh my God. What did I say? 10 years? That was 19 years ago? And that's when it was distributed. I said that word weird. Distributed? Sarah, is it distributed?
This sounds really interesting.
I hate your guts. Oh, God. That's where Sarah and I are.
We're reading DVD back cover.
I was referencing this special, and I said it came out 10 years ago, but it came out 19 years ago. So that's how old we are. And then I said distributed
Filling
weird.
In the air.
Thanks, hon. That's what you need in a spouse. Someone just come in and kick you when you have no idea what you're doing. She comes in here and just kicks. Oh, really good. She'll be a listener. She'll listen. God knows she won't. 19 years ago, Bigger and Blacker, Chris Rock, funniest man in America, says Time Magazine. So there you go. Guys haven't seen that, go see it. Other specials I would recommend. Jerry Seinfeld, I'm Telling You for the Last Time, live on Broadway, probably also around 99. Eddie Murphy Raw. That's huge. I can't ever distinguish. That's the one I have, but I can never distinguish between that and Delirious. I know Raw, he's wearing purple, the purple leather suit, and Delirious, he's wearing red. But I think Raw is the one I like better than the other one. And I always forget he's like 22 when he did that. Biggest comedian in the world at the time. He's 22 years old. That's when I really feel bad about myself. Is when I see someone that did it so early in their career, hit the height so early. But then there are plenty of examples people do it later. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do it later. I'm going to just gradually grow this thing and do it later. Jim Gaffigan, his Beyond the Pale special, fantastic. You're not allowed to say Bill Cosby's name, but Bill Cosby himself, one of the greatest specials. I own Richard Pryor's specials, but I don't know. They're good, but I don't think they, you know, probably going to get blasted for saying that. You're supposed to never say anything bad about Richard Pryor. And I don't say anything bad. They're good specials. They weren't my cup of tea. They were good. I enjoyed them, but it's not at the top. Bill Burr, what was that one he did that was black and white? It's on Netflix. If you have not seen Bill Burr, do not watch it with your children. This is not before Gladys Knight appropriate. This is, let me look this up. What was Bill Burr's Netflix special? It's like, I'm sorry you feel that way. Feel that way, Burr. This is a black and white one. Probably most, yeah, there it is. Okay. Yeah, black and white. Dude, do yourself a favor when your kids aren't around. Go watch that. It's hilarious. That is a craftsman within the last 5 years at the top of his game. That was 3 years ago. Fantastic special. Go check that one out. And while you're checking out specials, go listen to my last one. My last album, Nick Hoff, Baby Daddy. It's on Spotify. You can get it on iTunes. You can get it on Amazon for download. Go check that out. Put up a review about it. Helps me out. I think you guys will like it. There are so many, like Apple Unlimited streaming. I forget what that's called. Apple Unlimited. One of my friends said he listened to it on there. I had some of you guys say, you know, you've heard it on Sirius XM. That's cool. Check that out, and yeah, do me a favor and let me know what you guys think about it. Let the world know. So I'm trying to get the word out, and those jokes, sadly, that they're done. So there, when I do shows on the road, like there are a handful of them that live on because I need to. If I'm doing an hour, I got to fill the time, and I don't have a new hour yet. But by and large, those jokes are dead now. So go check them out there on that album. And let me know what you think, and then come see me at a live show, and it'll be mostly different. It'll be fun. And you guys will be like, you're fine. You should have worn a red jumpsuit, like Eddie Murphy. Jumpsuit. Why then would I do a Boston accent? I'm just stupid. I don't know what I'm doing, you guys. Jury of your peers, is this who you want on the panel? Didn't get anything. Is this who you really wanted on that panel? As he takes another drink for no reason but to just fill the dead air. My wife was right. Seems like you're filling time. Man, she hates me. She's like 2 months away from having a baby. I've got two boys. For those of you who don't know, I've got two boys, 4-year-old and a 2-year-old, and then we're having a girl in May, and that'll be it. Then I'm gonna get the old vasectomy. Gonna snip, snip. Can't continue. Unless, and God willing, or God forbid, I do not wish a C-section on her. But I also, like, if that happens, I might have to just palm the doc a 20 and be like, hey, tie her up while you're in there. I heard it's easy. Once she's already open, it's easy to go in and do it. If you have to do that kind of surgery, that's crazy. But if she's already open, you might as well. Like, if you're taking out the trash, you might as well take the recycling in the same trip. and a lot of you will not enjoy that I used a trash reference when talking about my wife and babies. But that's just what came to my mind. I didn't previously think about that. But that's what came out. And that's part of the problem with podcasting is you just say something. I suppose I could always edit it out, but that's not that bad. I think Gladys Knight would even be okay with that one. I think that would have been all right. Gladys Knight. She came out. She sang so many songs that I had heard, and some of them I was like, I don't know if this is her or if, like, some things are just in your, like, common vernacular and just, like, have always existed. Especially someone born in the 80s like me. I think there are songs that just always existed and you never know, like, is that hers? Or is she just reading, like, heard it through the grapevine? Like, I don't know. I know she recorded it, but I don't know if it was hers originally or if that was, like, Marvin Gaye or somebody like that. But I heard it and she sang it and I was like, oh, is that her? Like, is that something that has always been there and then it's just her? Or is she redoing this? You know, you go see a modern band or somebody, a modern singer, and you're like, no, that song's not yours. You just started playing that. That's Rolling Stones. But Rolling Stones plays it, you're like, wait, you're just that famous that you've done something that everyone has heard 1,000 times. It's been in 10 movies. It's been in car commercials. And you're like, oh, okay. Because I remember the California Raisins singing that song. And as a kid, I thought they were probably the ones that came up with that. But I thought, well, the raisin, was it California Raisins? Were they just promoting raisins? Was that it? Is that the reason behind the California Raisins was just to be like, hey, eat raisins? I remember those commercials. California Raisins. Oh, God, the raisins. Oh, I spelled it wrong. R-A-I-S-I-N-S, Raisins. Okay, so heard it through the grapevine, 1988. I was 6 years old. And there's a whole little, the CaliforniaRaisins.com still exists. California Raisins were a fictional rhythm and blues animated musical group, as well as advertising and merchandising characters composed of anthropomorphized raisins. God, I sound like an idiot. Lead vocals sung by Buddy Miles. So why did they exist, though, the California Raisins? They were promoting something, but what, just promoting raisins? CaliforniaRaisins.com looks like a website that I created with GeoCities in junior high. This is really a bad website. Which, why would it be any better? Creator, created of, story of the band. Got a story of the band on the California Raisins. There's merchandise, there's contact. You can contact the Raisins. Oh my God, California Raisins started off by two brothers, AC and Bebop. They discovered they could hum in tune with each other while playing in their backyard. Why? Whoever had to write this had a real job, and then somebody said, hey, will you go write the California Raisins bio? And he goes, ah, Jesus. This is taking a turn for the worse. They recruited a bass player named Zoot and called themselves the Vinyls. I still don't know why they existed. It must have been, like, it doesn't give me a brand of raisin. Or maybe it's like those milk commercials that just selling milk. It's not like Lucerne or any kind of, like, Altadena dairy brand. It's just milk. Drink milk. Maybe that's what this was. People were putting in a real push. Who do you contact for this? DavidHarris.com. Gotta upgrade my Flash player to see David Harris's. He's got such an updated website that I can't even view it with my modern day computer. Or just go to my portfolio. Dizzo Designs. He did. Oh, God. Dizzo Designs. What have you done? David Harris, I'm a graphic artist and web designer. So this, he must have made the California Raisins website. He's down in San Diego. Maybe I should email him, david.daniel.harris@gmail.com. Maybe I should email him and be like, hey, man, what about the raisins? What are they doing now? Where's Dizzo? What was his name? Zazzle? Zoot. Zoot, where's Zoot? AC and Bebop, what's their story? Got to figure out about the raisins. Man, looking at these pictures, those are some wrinkled-ass raisins. You don't want those raisins. Those are the ones you throw away because you know it's got a stem in it. Ugh, discography. Golly. They came out with four albums from 1987. From 1987 to 1990, the California Raisins had four albums. Are you kidding me? They've got more albums than me. They're probably still getting residuals. Who did that? Christmas with the Raisins. The California Raisins. Meet the Raisins. The California Raisins. Sweet, delicious, and mar... Oh, how did we get on this, you guys? And I just noticed the side images of their website is just a stack of raisins. It's just a giant mountain of raisins coming at you. Oh, God. I can't believe this stuff. Somebody still pays for that website. Somebody still pays to have this up there. Oh, it says, Heard It Through the Grapevine, 1968 Marvin Gaye song. So there you go. There you go, Gladys. It's just a rerun. Wait, does this have music playing in it? I think it does. No, I thought maybe they were playing the song. All right, that's enough California Raisins. I feel like we all learned something. Maybe. Maybe you guys already knew it. Yeah, I own all four Raisin albums. Okay. Raisin and if they kept doing music, they should have brought the Raisinettes into it. Add a little chocolate, Raisinettes. You know, isn't that a thing? Like, it was Gladys Knight and the Pips. Couldn't it have been the California Raisins and the Raisinettes? Isn't that a thing? The backup singers, chocolate covered raisins. That'd have been something. Guys, it's only a matter of time before my neighbor complains about me podcasting. It's only a matter of time. She's not going to enjoy this, especially if I'm talking about her. So keep my voice down. Well, we'll try and tread lightly. Tread as lightly as possible for as long as possible. You don't want to have a bad living situation. You don't want to live next door to someone that you hate. So I tread lightly. Tread lightly, you guys. But I don't know. I don't know. I'm also a guy that doesn't... What do you say? Suffer fools? I don't like to do that either. So I'm not going to just take it. But if she's civil, I'll be civil. Guess that's the point. Yeah, so that was my week. Jury duty for 7 days. Then on tour with Gladys Knight and the Pips. And after she was off, she was nice enough to take a picture with me. And she couldn't have been nicer. She couldn't have been nicer, but also I know that kind of stuff's annoying. I don't get annoyed with it, but she's been to the top of the mountain and back, so now she's gracious on the way back. But I could tell she wasn't real pumped about taking a picture, but she smiled. She put on that Hollywood smile. And yeah, you guys can check that out on my Instagram, Nick Hoff Comedy. That's the only one I didn't get early enough. I got the Twitter, at Nick Hoff. Got the website, nickhoff.com. I got Facebook, Nick Hoff, but Instagram's Nick Hoff Comedy, but I post a picture up there. Instagram's the one that I like, but Facebook bought it, so the algorithm's all screwy now. Facebook used to be a valuable tool, and now it's just a place where people go to spew their garbage. That's all that is now. I used to look at it several times a day, now, like, once a day. Like, I look at it at night, or if I have something going on, but it's not as valuable as a tool as it used to be, and it's gotten so convoluted. Like, our parents are on it. Like, yeah, they deserve to reconnect, but as soon as they got on, and it's been 5-6 years since they've been on, but as soon as they got on, it lost all its cachet. Then that's why things like Snapchat and Instagram came about. Now this new thing with Vero, whatever the hell that is, I signed up for, I don't want to do it. But that's why that all came about, because Facebook got so ungodly uncool. And not only now is it uncool, but it's almost useless because of their algorithm. I used to be able to segment different parts of the country. Like if I'm doing a show in Dallas, I used to be able to, like, show me my friends in Dallas and I will post to just them. And so then they would see it. But now you can't do that without paying. So now you have to just blast out there to everybody, and only like 13% of your friends will see a post unless it starts to get likes and comments. And so, you know, the 13% probably are nowhere near Dallas. And so they're looking at me saying, hey, I'll be at this club in Dallas. And the 13% is going, I don't care, Nick. I live in Washington. So why the hell are you telling me? You know, it's stupid. It wastes everybody's time and it becomes this useless thing. And I'm not going to pay for ads to do that kind of crap. Like, I know that's why they're doing it. They want people to pay. And companies probably do pay. But I'm not going to pay. I'm not going to pay to tell 12 people in Topeka that I'm going to be there. Like, just let me talk to... These are the people that I've, you know, become friends with on Facebook, or they liked my page. Like, let me just communicate with those people the way I want to. Don't control it. I can't wait for a platform where they allow that. And right now, email is the last place you can do that, but it's such a corporate place, or people so protective of it. Nobody wants to get junk mail, so I understand that too. I understand. I wish... So hopefully this will be a better way to do that, where I can tell you guys where I'm going to be. I'll probably do that up front. I'll probably have a little lead in, put some music to it. My friend said he can license some cool music. Also, if any of you guys are musicians out there, you want to like put something together, that'd be awesome. I'll put that up there. But you know, I'll probably put together a little intro, so you guys know what the heck's going on, and I can tell you where I'm going to be coming up, because you know I constantly tour in the country. I'm not going to be touring in May because I got a baby due in May, so I'm going to be sticking around Los Angeles. But But I got a lot of tour dates in and around there. And if I actually do an intro, you guys are going to hear about it. So right now you're saying, Nick, you already did it. You already did it. I can't believe I'm still listening. You're 30 minutes in. I've already listened to that. I don't need you on reruns already on the first podcast of all time. So that's fine. I get it. But wait, let me know what you guys think about the music, okay? Because I've got a couple selected. I'm going to be trying out a couple. Let me know, did you guys like this intro music? Did you hate it? Do you think I don't even need intro music? I have no idea. So these are the things I want you guys to tell me. And what do you think of the title Hofcast? You got a better idea? Doesn't have to be Hofcast, but now we're starting that way. And here's the problem with the Hofcast is it's not going to get anybody like outside of it. It's not like I'm calling it Greatest Murder Mysteries of the 90s, where people, if you were interested in that kind of thing, you might say, okay, let me listen to that. People are going to see Hofcast. You either know me or you don't. I don't think we're going to get any organic listeners unless it gets popular enough where people are thinking, hey, you should listen to this, or like iTunes recommends it. So I'm going to put this up on iTunes and SoundCloud if you guys want to like check it out. If you think it's completely worthless, definitely you should have been long gone by now. But if you're enjoying it and you want to hear more of the adventures of my neighbor or jury duty or my antics for the road, or just my thoughts as a father, as a human being in America, then like stick around. I'm sure we're going to learn a lot. We're going to learn a lot from each other. I'm going to learn a lot from the internet, and I'm going to learn a lot from my wife, who comes in and tells me I'm wasting my time reading the back of a Chris Rock DVD. So I think that's it. That's it for this first one. I hope you guys had some fun. And we'll do it again, okay? I think once a week, maybe twice a week. We'll see how it goes. But for sure, right now, once a week. So hope you guys have a fantastic one. I'm going to try and figure out how to post this now. And yeah, guys, go laugh somewhere.